讲道。
So it's my sermon.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be with you, brother and sister.
今天要讲的题目是第三个神迹。
The title of my sermon is the third sign.
第三个神迹。
The third sign.
它是约翰福音第五章一到九节。
In book of John, chapter 1-9.
那之前我跟大家 有讲过了哈。
So in the past, I already mentioned.
主耶稣英文叫 sign， 我们翻成神迹哈。
So signs, according to the Bible.
那个 sign 就是一种标记哈，一种指标的意思。
So it's a direction.
那整本约翰福音到结尾的时候呢，主耶稣他给我们七个 signs。
In Book of John, altogether, God gave us seven signs.
那个七个 sign 整个的目的呢，就是要让我们认识主耶稣就是那要来的弥赛亚，也就是那个神的儿子。
The sign pointed Jesus is the Messiah and Son of God.
所以知道福音书里面，约翰福音里面，你看到主耶稣做神迹，或者是跟人讲话，他都是有个目的的。
So we can tell Jesus performed signs or preached, there is a purpose.
他接触不同的人。
So he in touch with different person.
他很有智慧，很有策略性的给不同的人不一样的话语跟带领。
With wisdom, strategically, he gave different words to different kind of people.
可是知道他这做这么多的努力，这么多辛劳，最终的目的是什么？
Despite his effort, what is the final goal?
就是要我们认识他是耶稣基督，他是基督，是神的儿子。
To know he's Christ, Messiah, the Son of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brother and sister,
像今天李弟兄他一个很美的见证。
So Brother Michael gave a wonderful testimony.
他从他的家人、爱人，从我们的弟兄姊妹，都得到神的恩典与爱，给他里面很深的感觉。
From his family and brother and sister, the God of love touched him dearly.
可是这神在身上做这些事情的目的是什么呢？
But what those things purpose on him?
就是要我们认识他是什么样的一位耶稣基督。
So that we can know Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brother and sister.
你可能做基督徒一段时间哦。
Perhaps you've been Christian for some time.
那耶稣就在你身上，也让你看到耶稣在你身上很多的带领与他的恩典与他的怜悯啊。
You saw Christ's leading and mercy and grace.
那主耶稣在你身上做这些事情有一个目的哦。
Jesus performed everything on you with a purpose.
就是要你们认识他是怎么样的一位耶稣基督。
So that you will know him as the Christ.
所以我们现在进入来章节里面了。那个是这样子好了 ，Vivian， 你请后面那个弟兄姊妹们，除了在服事的弟兄姊妹之外，全部都到前面来。
So let's invite all the brothers and sisters forward.
对，我觉得他们不喜欢听我讲道了。
I think maybe they dislike my preaching.
所以我一讲道，全部到后面去了。
So they left after I start preaching.
他们在后面，有时候我每次看到弟兄姊妹在后面的时候。
Sometimes in the background.
我里面就有个图画，你知道吗？
So there's an image.
就像以前我在当兵的时候。
As I was in army.
好像以前我们这些做阿兵哥的哈。
So with the draft.
那连长在上面训话。
So the corporal was preaching.
那我们就在后面抽烟聊天。
So we were just smoking and gossiping.
所以除非这样，除非有必要，真的需要服侍的人，以后就这样栽在后面。如果没有，都到这里来。
So in the future, only the necessary people stay back. Everybody should be here.
这不是我喜欢人家听我讲到的问题。
Not because I want people to listen to me.
这是一个见证的问题。
But this is a testimony.
所以约翰福音五章一到九节。
So John chapter 5 verses 1-9.
我就念就好了，你们不要念了，英文就请你读就好了。这是以后到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。在耶路撒冷靠近衙门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做毕士大，旁边有五个廊子。好。
So we can just read the English ourselves.
Yeah, thank you. 然后再来哈，里面躺着瞎眼的，大家知道哈，读圣经第一个，你就把你自己想象你是在那个场景里面。
So imagine you're in the Bible.
所以那个 有那个水池。
So there's a pool.
觉得他那个很多人在那边聚集。
So people congregating.
你就想是一个医院好了。
Think about it as a hospital.
你到医院的急诊室，好多的病人在那里。
In the emergency room, there's many people waiting.
So 里面躺着瞎眼的。
So there's blind.
瘸腿的。
Lame.
血气孤干的许多病人。
And paralyzed many patients.
那要知道这第四节呢，在古卷是没有的。
So in some scripture, there's no verses 4.
在后来呢，是把它加进来的。
Maybe added
later. 他说有古卷在此，有等候水动，因为有天使按时下池子搅动那水。水动之后啊，谁先下去，无论害什么病啊，就痊愈了。那英文就是我们第四节英文，我们一起读来读哈。
From time to time, an angel of the Lord would come down and stir up the waters. The first one into the pool after each such disturbance would be cured of whatever disease they had.
就是那要知道第四节在古卷是没有的，它后来是加进来的。
So verses 4 was added later on.
那这个其实这个第四节是我今天讲到的重点。
However, this is...This is the gist of my today's lecture.
在那里有一个人病了38年。
So there's a man who's been invalid for 38 years.
耶稣看见他躺着。
When Jesus saw him lying there,
知道他病了许久。
Lord, I had been in this condition for a long time.
就问他说。
He asked him,
你要痊愈吗？
Do you want to get well?
就一个人他病了38年了。
Being been invalid for 38 years.
他躺在那个池旁边。
So lying there beside the pool.
这待会我会跟大家解释，这个都很有意思的。
So I will explain that everything means something.
病人就回答说：“先生，水动的时候，没有人把我放在池子里；我正去的时候，就有别人逼我先下去。”耶稣对他说：“起来，拿你的褥子走吧。”
Third, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I was trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. Then Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat and walk.
那人立刻痊愈啊，就拿褥子来走了。
At once the man was cured and picked up his mat and walked.
那你们知道我讲到还是会先把那个经节的意思跟大家很快讲一遍啊。
I usually go through the verses first.
那我很快把它就讲个故事给你们听好了。
So this is the story.
你们想一想。
Imagine.
这个病人他病了三十八了。
There's an invalid who had been ill for 38 years.
我想怎么生病的我们都不知道。
We don't know how he got sick.
这不管说三十八年来啊，他都没办法行动。
Regardless, he was paralyzed for 38 years.
可是第四节跟我们讲。
However, verses 4.
他说他们听到呢有。这反正你只要站在池子旁边了，时间到的时候呢，水就会搅动了。
From time to time, angel of the Lord will come down and stir up the waters.
弟兄姊妹，这边有天使来搅动，不是真的有一个天使来搅动哦。
It's not really an angel stir the water.
这个是什么意思呢？就是说，如果你了解当时他们建池子的真正建造的过程，他们是下面有个地下水道的。
So actually, there's a water inlet from underground.
耶路撒冷城在叙利亚的时候，叙利亚虽然很残暴呢，可是他是一个非常有建设性的一个君王。
King Herod was cruel, but he also construct many infrastructure.
他有一个伟大的工程，就是把水引到他的城中。
And he drew water into Jerusalem.
那建这些池子呢，在阳门外呢，可能是有个目的的。
Also, there was a purpose.
就是他们在要祭拜之前，他们如果牛羊什么要先洗过，可能是用那池子的水来清洁他们要奉献的牛羊牲畜的。
So before sacrifice, they sacrifice the animal. They need to clean up.
也可能是你带的生果，他也会先洗过的。
And also the fruit you need to wash up.
所以它底下呢是有个地下水连在一起的。
So there's an aqueduct underneath.
所以基本上水流过的时候，它就会起泡了。
So there's a bubble when water passes through.
那你知道我们这个人很容易就是把我们所看见一些现象，我们会把它神化了。
So we mystify things.
所以他们就认为说，这个池子在搅动的时候呢，他们就好像一个天使来搅动一样。
When the water stirred, they imagined there was an angel.
所以他们就传说，就是说，只要你看到旁边有水在搅动了，你赶快跳下去的时候，你不管什么病呢，你就得痊愈了。
So the first one into the pool after such disturbance would be cured of whatever disease.
那一大群生病多年没有人照顾的社会的弱势团体。
So many people sick just stay there.
所以呢，他们在这么多年中，这个政府呢没有关心他们。
And the government didn't pay attention to the disadvantage.
像我们这时候会有老人中心呢。
So just like we have senior center.
或者是所谓的低收入的康复中心呢。
Or low income care center.
那时候并没有这些东西。
No such thing in those days.
也大概病很久了。我们常中国人常说，久病床前没有什么，无孝子啊。
So always said the kids won't be around if you got sick for a long time.
所以不管他，我想三十八年的话，他的家人也应该是蛮疲惫的。
So 30 years probably his family were all tired.
所以也没有人照顾他了。
So nobody took care of him.
所以他是一个不晓得他是犹太人，就算他是犹太人，他也没有想到说。那个上帝可以神可以帮助他。
So I don't know whether he was Jew or not. He didn't think about God could help him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这位三十八年生病的一个残疾人士，他最后依靠的是什么呢
？So what was he dependent on after invalid for 38 years?
他依靠的是一个传说。
So from a hearsay.
他依靠的是世人传来传去的一个不晓得是真实的事情。
It was a rumor or whether it's a fact.
因为大家传，只要水在动，就是有天使来搅动。
The legend has it, an angel stirred up the pool.
所以你赶快跳下去的时候，你就得痊愈了。
So you need to jump first, then you can be healed.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们在生活里面，我们会不会常做这种事啊？
So in our life, we are doing such things also.
他每次做这个，我想到一个图面啊，图画啊。
So there's an image in my mind.
但你知道台湾拜拜是拜偶像是很厉害的。
So Taiwan idol worship is quite common.
所以在新年刚开始的时候，他们有一个很热闹的一个庆典活动。
So right at, during New Year's, there's a great celebration.
就是抢头香。
So you need to get the first incense.
你们知道抢头香吗？
Do you know that? How do you get the first incense?
就是你进到龙山寺的庙，因为我家以前住万华，进到龙山寺那个庙门一打开
，There's a major temple where I live.
然后就有一个很大的香炉在中间。
So there's a big pot with incense.
Altar, 或是就是香炉 incense 那个香炉。就那天他们在一早的时候，就会在中间插一个很大的香，插在那个香炉中间这样插着。
So there's a big incense.Planted in the center of the altar.
例如说，他们就规定六点会开门。
So they open the door, for example, at 6 o'clock.
所以还没六点以前呢，几百个人呢，上百上千人就挤在门口。
Before 6 o'clock, there was a big crowd already.
哦，六点到了。
So once 6 o'clock,
门一打开了
，the door opened.
几百个人就往前冲啊
！Everybody rushed forward.
中间就不管你三七二十一，谁能够拿到那个香的人呢？
Whoever can get the first incense.
那你今年呢？就是这年的运气啊，你想要做什么都会成功。
So everything will be according to your will.
所以每次那个抢头香，不管是大庙小庙啊。
So it doesn't matter big or small temple.
挤来挤去啊，有的人就在抢中间就受伤了。
People got hurt.
你想在抢中间能够到前面拿的，一定是身强力壮的。
Usually it's the healthy strong who can get the first one.
像我这个半百的老人的话是抢不到的。
For me, always almost over 50.
就每年我都想要去抢头香。
So every year I tried.
就我抢了38年啊。
So I tried 38 years.
你想看，你就觉得，哎呀，我这一生真是没望。
So this hopeless, my life.
弟兄姊妹，我抢了38年呢。
So I tried 38 years.
我不是抢了两三年呢。
Not just 2 or 3 years.
我们有多少38年？
How many 30 years, 38 years in your life?
你抢了38年的头香耶。
So you tried to grab it for 38 years.
那38年之后，你还能够做什么呢？
So what can you do after that?
有时候我们人就会这样子哦。
We're thinking the same way.
主耶稣看到这个人。
So Jesus saw this person.
他只来问他一个问题。
So he only asked him one question.
主耶稣问他什么呢？他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
Jesus asked, "Do you want to get well?"
主耶稣是非常有智慧的。
So Jesus full of wisdom.
他是主动来接触这个人的。
He volunteered to talk with this person.
弟兄姊妹，想想我们信主多年了。
Think about we as a Christian for years.
我信主也有三十多年了。
So I've been a Christian for over 30 years.
我也常常在抢头香。
I try to get the first incense also.
我不是要耶稣基督哦。
Not for Christ.
我要的是那个头香哦。
Just the first incense.
我要身先士卒哦。
So to be the first.
别人不能做，我可以做。
To achieve, someone else couldn't do it.
要服侍，我跑得比你快哦。
So when I serve, I ran first.
要讲谦卑，我最谦卑的。
So I'm the most humble person.
出谦卑，我是谦卑，我是第一名哦。
So I'm number one in humility.
要有爱心的话，我比你们都有爱心哦。
So I'm more loving than every one of you.
人家需要钱，我就算把房子卖掉的话，我也愿意把钱奉献给人哦。
So if people in need, I will sell my house to provide.
要了解他虽然这个人他是一个病让他的身体没办法行动可是基督徒会有属灵的病、哦、
So he's an invalid, but as a Christian, we may be spiritual invalid.
我们要追求那个第一次的投降要追求第一次我要跑下去受治疗愈。
So we want the first instance or jump in the pool first.
我们一直要去抢那个东西。
So we always go after the first.
有可能我做了三十多年的基督徒
So perhaps as a Christian for over 30 years
我根本不认识能够治疗我的只有耶稣基督
I didn't realize Jesus is the only one who can heal
我都是在靠我自己的努力
We all rely on our own effort
当我里面有疾病的时候我放弃这些努力的时候
When I was sick, I gave up
我怪别人、哦、
So I blame others
并不是我不想下去哦。
Not because I couldn't get into the pool.
是因为没有人帮助我下去。
No one else helped me.
并不是我不想爱主哦。
Not because I didn't love God.
因为牧师没有来家帮我祷告哦。
The pastor didn't pray enough for me.
并不是我不想服侍教会哦。
Not that I didn't want to serve.
因为没有弟兄姊妹来关怀我。
Because nobody cared about me in the church.
并不是我不想读圣经哦。
Not that I didn't want to read Bible.
因为没有人买圣经给我。
Because nobody buy the Bible for me.
我们就是三十八年患病的瘫子。
So we're just like the invalid for over 38 years.
他真正里面的负担，主要是要帮助我们，因为这个三十八年的瘫子，他依靠的是谁呢？
So who did this invalid depend on?
他依靠的是一个几代流传下来的传说。
He relied on the legend for generations.
他不是依靠他所认识的祖宗传给他的那位耶和华成为人的耶稣基督、哦、
Not because the Christ that the patriarch mentioned long time ago.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brother and sister.、
哦、第一个问题、啊、
First question.
牧师耶稣问你们牧师也问我问你们、哦、
So Jesus asked and I'm asking you.
你真的想要改变吗
Do you want to be changed?
你真的想要改变吗
You really want to be changed?
你要知道哈，我们这个人很奇妙。
So we are all wonderful.
有时候三十八年躺在那里，没有人来照顾了。
So an invalid for 30 years, nobody care about.
哎，我很奇怪，他没有饿死啊。
But he didn't starve to death.
他也没有冻死啊。
And he wasn't frozen to death.
他也没有中暑啊，那个都没有啊。
And didn't have heat stroke.
所以这三十八年一定有人喂他的嘛。
Somebody must have fed him.
一定有人供应他的嘛。
So he was provided for.
所以主耶稣说你要痊愈有一个生意哦。
So there's a business.
有一个深层的意义在里面。
Oh, there's a deep meaning.
他说你要知道，如果你被治愈了。
Or what if you got cured?
没有人来帮助你了。
Then nobody will help you.
你要靠你自己咯。
So you'll be on your own.
以前你躺着在那边啊，不行啊，妈咪啊，太太啊，我今天没办法起来，你煮饭给我吃啊。
So when you're paralyzed, you depend on others to serve you.
爱他的人就啊，来给你吃哈。
So someone will come and provide.
我们在里面三十八年，是我们知道我们有生病软弱的，可是你知道三十八年，你已经在享受别人照顾你的权利咯。
So during the past 38 years, you've been taken care of.
牧师，你要我来传福音。
So you want me to spread the gospel?
我会祷告。
So I will pray.
最好是主耶稣把从人从天上掉下来。
So it's good for God to send people.
不过今天谭弟兄跟张丽君姊妹就是天上掉下来的。
So brother and sister Chen came from heaven.
Oh,
I don't want to change.
你要我走出去跟人家谈话
哦。You want me to go out and share?
你要我去跟人家握手，说哎，希望你来教会，来教会哈。我你知道，我们很盼望你像我一样得耶稣基督哦。
So shake hands with people and inviting them.
那么累干嘛嘛
？Wow, so much work.
啊，时间都不够了。
Not enough time.
啊，其实真正的原因是什么
？What's the real reason?
我们不想改变哦。
We don't want to change.
我们喜欢品头论足哦。
So we want to gossip.
啊，不是 gossip， 就是喜欢。Give comments.
So we have to criticizing.
然后呢，最好是有人来照顾我是最好的。
And being taken care of.
你知道吗，维静姐，我很软弱。
So sister, I'm so weak.
对啊 ，Jennifer, I'm so weak.
So I'm weak.
我们弟兄姊妹很有爱心。
So we are all loving, caring.
所以我们要改变，主耶稣的问的是说，你真的要变化吗？
Do you really want to be changed?
第二个是什么？主就说：“那你要起来走。”
So get up.
你要改变，你自己要起来走。
So you want to change, you have to get up.
主耶稣说：“好，你既然想改变，我来帮助你。”
So if you want to change, I can help.
可是主没有去扶他起来哦。
God didn't help him get up.
主也没有说，他就起来蹦蹦跳跳的。
So just said, "You come, you get up."
说你要起来走。
So Jesus just tell him to get up.
然后他吩咐他去做他不可能可以完成的事情。
Jesus was commanding the man to attempt the impossible.
38年的病怎么可能好吗
？How can an invalid be cured in an instant after 38 years?
其实我里面真正的问题是我不是不知道我有病。
So not that I didn't know I was sick.
是因为我不想改变。
Because I didn't want to change.
你要我改变，已经38年了，你推我一把吧。
So 30 years, give me a hand.
我就想到那个光景哈。
So I can.
你像就像那个池子一样，在这里。
Just like the pool over here.
然后我就在躺在那边。
So I'm lying beside the pool.
每天我就在看那个池子。
So I'm watching the pool every day.
哦，池子动了，池子动了。
Oh, being disturbed.
哦，看看别人。
And look at others.
没有人来推我一把。
Nobody pushed me.
我张医生先跳进去了。
So someone else jumped in.
我那个眼神已经很记恨了。
So I was so jealous.
你想想看，那天天我过的日子是不好过的呢。
So I've been hard every day.
你这个人，你有没有爱心啊？
Do
you
show some love?
你还是基督徒吗？
Are you really a Christian?
你没看到我在那边就希望能够跳下去吗？
You didn't see me wanting to get in.
那怎么你自己先跳下去了？
How come you're jumping first yourself?
谁来帮我啊？
Who will help me?
所以每天我就活在一种煎熬、痛苦、嫉妒、怨恨的情绪里面呢。
So every day I live in a jealousy, hatred.
弟兄姊妹，38年呢。
38 years.
想不想改变呢？
Did he want to change?
很好玩哦。
So it's funny.
他不愿意改变哦。
He didn't want to change.
就说你要改变。
God said you need to change. Do you want to be changed?
然后呢？只要我们愿意给基督的能力有机会，我们就能与他克服长以来困扰我们的事物。
As long as we allow the power Christ gets its opportunity, and with Him, we can conquer the thing that for a long time have troubled us.
以前我认识一个弟兄。
I knew a brother.
他现在是七十几岁了。
So he's over 70 now.
哦，他很高大。
So he's tall.And strong.
我每次看到那时候就想到门神。
So every time I thought about
the guard, 长得很威武哦。
The guardian of the temple.
然后呢，就差没拿一把光刀而已啊。
So just didn't have the weapon in his hand.
可是他真的就像门神哦。
So he's just like a guardian.
每次我们有聚会啦，他就会在那边坐在那边看弟兄姊妹哦。
So he was looking at brother and sister during the gathering.
今天十点要敬拜。
So 10 o'clock for worship.
他九点五十八就站在门口。
So he was standing at the door at 9:58.
如果你十点一分进来
，So if you come one after ten，
然后他就会跟你讲你迟到了。
So you're late.
好，然后牧师在讲到中间。
So during the sermon，
如果有些弟兄姊妹就像我讲的，在外面抽烟聊天的。
So some people were smoking outside.
但不是真的抽烟呐，我是说 relax。
Just relaxing outside.
这个门神弟兄。
So this guardian brother.
他自己做一个牌子哦。
So he had a sign.
上面写 silence.
So, 肃静。
他拿着牌子出去哦。
So he will show the car.
他不骂人家哦。
So he didn't say a word.
他就给你看哦。
He just showed his sign.
他就走到你面前给你看哦。
So he will show his placard.
他就这样给你看哦。
So show you in front of you.
他这样七十几年，他信主也就像这三四十年哦。
So he's been a Christian for 30-40 some years.
可是有一天啊。
But one day.
他就那个长老看他这样不行。
So the elder didn't think that's appropriate.
两个长老就去找那弟兄来谈话。
So to have a talk with him.
弟兄，我们不要这样子啦。
So don't behave like this.
就说你这样给弟兄姊妹压力太大了。
You exert too much pressure on brothers and sisters.
那我能不能就说，请你就是不要拿牌子好了。
Don't show the placard.
其实你站在那里啊，人家就开始有压力了。
So you exert enough pressure just by standing there.
38年的门神嘛。
So a guardian for 38 years.
你什么事都不要做，也不用说的了。
So you didn't need to say a thing.
你只要出现，他就知道，哎呦，门神来了。
So once you showed up, people know what they should behave.
可是那个长老在跟他讲哦。
So during the conversation with the elders.
你知道他的反应是什么吗？
Could you guess his response?
整个人暴怒起来。
So he was enraged.
他骂那两个长老。
He talked back.
两个长老都是七八十岁，很 nice 的长老。
Those two elders were pretty nice, over 70, 80 years old.
他当场翻脸耶。
So he turned his back on them.
然后呢，翻脸的时候，我想那时候长老应该把那牌子拿给他。Silence, 对吧？
So maybe the elder should show his own placard to him.
应该换个角色哦。
Silence.A role playing.
长老非常的敦厚。
But they are nice.
他刚刚说，弟兄，我们是为你好，不要。
The elder said, "We're all for your own good."
他就看一看他们。
So he looked at them.
随便你们呐。
So it's up to you.
然后他就出去了。
So he left.
那下次我讲到的时候。
So next time I preached.
他就没有出现。
He didn't show.
那弟兄后来去找他谈。
So we went and talked with him.
牧师的角色是不容易的。
So it's tough to be a pastor.
我一定是站在长老那边。弟兄姊妹怎么可以站立长？不，这是圣经的教导。
So of course, I'm in agreement with the elder. This is the Bible's teaching.
可是我们要爱心挽回我们的弟兄们。
But we need to bring them back with love.
所以他就很真诚地跟我讲哦。
So he talked with me in honesty.
他说牧师啊。
Pastor.
我都七十几岁了。
I'm over 70.
我知道我这臭脾气。
I know my temper wasn't.
你知道我臭脾气是怎么来的吗？
Do you know how did I get my temper?
因为我小时候生活困苦。
Because I had a hard life growing up.
所以为了出人头地。
I tried to move ahead.
就是要抢那头香。
So I tried to grab the first.
他说那进池，他说那水池第一个跳下去的人。
So he always wanted to be the first.
所以呢，我为了这样做，我就要表现得比人家更认真、更好。
So I want to be more serious to be better.
所以他就有一个很重的自尊心出来了。
So it's a self-centered.
其实他说牧师，我知道我做的是不好的。
I know I wasn't doing the right thing.
可是每次有人跟我反映的时候，我里面就认为说我不能让他们看不起我。
When people responded, I said I cannot be despised.
所以他选择什么？
So what did he choose?
他用情绪来压制对方。
So he used emotion to conquer others.
那我盼望我就说弟兄。
So I want brother and sister.
我说我会为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
那我就说这个我不能跟他明讲啊。
So kind of covertly.
你就是那个三十八年那个生病的那一位。
You can't say, "Oh, you're the invalid for 38 years."
你知道你里面有一个毛病这么久了，可是你就是不愿意改变啊。
So you just don't want to change.
那我就说我只能为你祷告。
So I just say I can only pray for you.
因为弟兄姊妹，能够改变我们的，只有耶稣基督在你生命中的显现。
The only manifestation of Christ in your life can you really be changed.
这生命中的显现，完全是耶稣基督的怜悯。
Because his mercy that he manifests to you.
他要救谁，他就救谁。
He will say whatever he wants to say.
今天他要医治谁，他就医治谁。
He will heal whoever he wants to heal.
可是当他来医治我们的时候，
When he comes to heal us,
你愿不愿意改变？
Do you want to be changed?
有时候甚至基督耶稣来问我们，你想改变吗？
Even Jesus came and asked, Do you want to be changed?
我说啊，先不用了。
So later,
我还是盼望下次水动的时候，我能够跳下去。
So I'll wait for the next disturbance of the water so I can jump in.
我们很多时候的光景就是这样子哦。
That's the plight of many of us, like such.
我们不是真正的信仰耶稣基督哦。
We didn't really believe in Jesus Christ.
因为我们遇到难处要改变的时候。
When we face the difficulty or need to be changed.
我们还是盼望依赖人哦。
So we rely on other people.
来，我们一起来念来。可能当
耶稣四处走动时，
这个故事中的那个人是一个最可怜的例子，因为他的残疾使他不太能，甚至不可能
是在池水搅动
之后
第一个进入的人。
他没有人可以帮助他，而耶稣始终是没有朋友之人的朋友，也是没有世人帮助人的帮助者。 所以弟兄姊妹，主要改变你。
Lord want to change you.
主要改变你。
Lord want to change you.
我都很盼望主天天来改变我。
I wish Lord can change me every day.
你知道我们这个人会年老的。
So we will all grow old.
可是你愿意让主来改变。
As long as you're willing to let God to change you.
你自己要去改变。
Make a change yourself.
你也知道去改变对你来讲是不可能。
You know, sometimes it's possible to change.
可是我们愿意把这些信赖给主，主的能力，我跟他一起来，可以改变我这个人。
Trust His power in you to change you.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brother and sister,
这边主说有个 sign 哦。
So there's a sign.
耶稣是神的儿子。
So Jesus is the Son of God.
可是面对需要改变的人。
But when people need to be changed,
尤其是多年来，他有一个东西，他的个性也罢，他的脾气也罢，他的疾病也罢，这么多年来困扰了这个人。
Character, temperature, character, temper, or disease bother a certain person for long years.
当你要传福音，带领那个人信耶稣基督，接受耶稣基督是神的儿子的时候
，When you try to share the gospel that Jesus is the Son of God,
我们里面要清楚哦。
So we need to understand in us.
你不要把它带进一种死刑里面哦。
So don't bring it into a death pool.
你要把它带到耶稣基督面前哦。
Bring him in front of Jesus.
因为只有耶稣基督才可以真正的改变我们。
Only Jesus can truly change us.
好，我们一起来祷告。
So let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天我们把我们亲爱的李小东弟兄、阿米娜姊妹和他两个小孩完全的交托给你。
We put Brother Michael, Amelia, and his two kids into your hand.
愿主在他里面真正的改变他们这对夫妻。
May God really change them.
让他们也乐意让主来改变他们。
And so that also they are willing to be changed.
所以我们也愿意让主来改变我。
We also want to be changed by God.
因为在改变的过程里面，我们对主更有更深的经历。
In the process of changing, then we can experience Him more.
只有这样子，我们才能够真正认识主耶稣是神的儿子。
Only through this process can we really know that Jesus is the Son of God.
是那要来拯救我们的弥赛亚。
It's a Messiah, a Savior.
主，我们感谢你。
God, we thank you.
这是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们请